Welcome into your URW GW Eagles football postgame podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Stone. GW Eagles picked up a 28-14 win tonight over Amherst to pick up their first win of the season and improved to 1-1 on the year. Overall, it was a solid performance from the Eagles, especially the defense. Only gave up really 7 points. They gave up a late touchdown to make it 14 points. But all in all, a pretty solid performance. You know, on the ground, the Eagles rushed for over 200 yards. That really nice combination of Alex Brandon, Dominic Neal Harrison, Octavian Covington. The quarterback had some runs, and then Stanford Lipscomb as well. Speaking of Octavian Covington, he had a really nice bounce back performance following the loss to Reidsville. Went 5 of 8 passing for 115 yards, 2 touchdowns, and no interceptions. He did have a fumble in the first half, but was able to right the ship and end up helping the Eagles pick up the win. The defense held Amherst to just 157 total yards of offense. Amherst was 4 of 15 passing in the game. They only rushed for 88 yards. So all in all, a very solid performance from the Eagle defense as well. Stanford Lipscomb was our trophy and Science Center player of the game. He scored 3 touchdowns despite not being the leading rusher. He had a receiving touchdown, and then he had 2 touchdowns on the ground as well. Alex Brandon was the leading rusher for the Eagles. He had over 100 yards on the ground and had a very nice performance. Josh White caught the other touchdown for the Eagles, 66 yards receiving for White on the season. And again, it's a nice win for the Eagles. It's a nice bounce back performance because it's also a region win for the Eagles over this Amherst team. So when you get time for the regional playoffs and things like that, it puts them in a nice position to have that win over a regional opponent. But 1-1 on the season now are the Eagles. They'll be back in action on Friday night. They'll have their home opener when they take on their rivals, EC Glass. Historic meeting, 103rd meeting all time. GW, of course, beat Glass twice last season. So the Hilltoppers are going to be looking for some payback. They also come in with a record of 1-1. They beat Salem, but lost to Patrick Henry tonight. So looking forward to that one. We'll have your coverage for that on WBTM on Friday.